Great to have with us here on ESPN 700. Hello, Dinata. Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fantastic. First and foremost, congratulations on another terrific season. I know it ended sooner than you guys had hoped for, but were you pretty pleased with how things played out until the very end there in Baltimore this year?
Definitely. I think it's just what's happened to a young team this year, and just going out and playing the Patriots at their home, and just leaving it all on the line, on the field. And I think we all wanted to win that game really bad, but I don't think anybody expected us to be there. And hopefully, we could just build off of that and come back next year and have a better season.
We've had this debate back and forth. In the NFL, everyone always talks about quarterback play, and a guy who's always kind of on the fringe of the conversation, and I think probably deserves a little bit more attention, your teammate and starting quarterback, Joe Flacco. I know you're a defensive guy, but he's a leader on your team, and you've had a lot of success with him as the quarterback. Where does Joe Flacco really belong in your mind when talking about the elite quarterbacks in the NFL?
Well, I think you have to really look at what he's done, and I think he's up there with most of the top-tier quarterbacks just because he's been in the playoffs and has won at least one every year. He's been into the playoffs, a game in the postseason, and won a Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP. And so it's just that, during the season, I think a lot of people don't like him because he's just not that flashy, fancy, all the stats, this here and there, but once we get down to serious business, he's definitely up for it and shows up and gets the wins.
If I threw you a football that was underinflated, would you have any idea it was underinflated, Haloti?
I have no idea. I don't get thrown the ball much, but I have no idea what the difference of 2 pounds or not. So it's just. It is what it is, I guess, with the Patriots.
I guess we would be better off asking that of Steve Smith or Joe Flacco rather than the guy that actually rips the quarterback down for a living, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Haloti Ngata, our guest here on the Bill and O.C. Show.
In your experience through your career with the Patriots, are they any more apt to, the little – not necessarily cheating things or dirty things, but the borderline behaviors when you go up against Patriots offensive linemen? Are they more likely to hold? Are they more likely to get up under your pads or maybe get their hands in your face? Is that team any different than any other team that you've played against in terms of their willingness to kind of walk that line between what's allowable and what's not?
No, definitely not. I think every old lineman holds, no matter who they are. I think the linemen are there for a reason. They're not athletic enough to be D linemen. So, I think the Patriots, they do a good job at just throwing out their little trick plays, knowing when to do it, and that's what they did against us. Throwing a wide receiver pass or a four down lineman, front, and so they do a good job at confusing teams and finding mismatches. So. I think they're, a good team that right now, I guess, deserves to be in the Super Bowl.
Hey, Elodie's, we're really excited about being and partnering up with the folks at In Football We Trust, Troy Vinuku and Sean Kimball and Erica Cohn and that whole crew that have put together this documentary. I knew about it about 4 years ago when they started it, and they used some of my voice and some of my audio in this film, but then I find out it gets accepted to Sundance, and that's a big deal. You're coming back to your hometown this weekend and kind of going to be part of the festivities. How about you? As a guy with deep Polynesian ties, your thoughts on this documentary, and are you anxious to get a look at the final product to see how they represent the impact of football with the Polynesian culture?
Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm real excited. Can't wait to watch it. I've told Tony multiple times just how excited I am, how proud I am of him and what he's done for our community. And just my wife and I are coming back just to watch it and just to be a part of it. And just excited to see, like you said, what's the final product. And just can't wait. I just can't stop, praising Tony for all the hard work he's done and all the hard work and blood, sweat, and tears he's put into this movie. So we're all excited as a community, Palm Beach community, to see what the final product is.
Haloti, of course, here in Utah, you know, everyone knows about the Polynesian football connection and the great talent that comes out of the islands or the communities with island roots, like here in Utah and things like that. But your professional career is taking you out to the East Coast, where there's far smaller representation of the Polynesian culture out there. When you were a young player in the NFL, everyone knows who you are now, but did you have to kind of, I don't know, break ice or educate your teammates, the fan base, people on what the Polynesian culture was about and the role of football in that Polynesian culture?
You know, it's funny you say that because I think about almost every year I have to explain what Polynesians are to new players that rookies or players that haven't been around Polynesians. So it's every year kind of thing for me. And you're right. Like out here in the East Coast, you run into a lot of people that don't know what Polynesians are. You know, they'll look at me and be like, "Oh, you're a big Mexican," or you know, just like they just don't know what I am. So it's just, and you got to just sit. You know, if you have time, just sit there and talk about who we are, what we're about, and so it's just that's why I'm excited about this movie, just to kind of get us out there more. You've had individuals that do great things, you know, individually in whatever sport, acting, whatever, but having a movie, it's pretty cool.
Are you one of probably the kind of the faces of Polynesian football in the National Football League? I'd say it's pretty fair to say it's you and probably Troy Polamalu, who actually plays for your arch rival in Pittsburgh. But are you and Troy good with being kind of the face of Polynesian football in the National Football League? Is that something you embrace?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've just blessed with so many things and so many talents, and I feel like I was put here for a reason and being a face for the Polynesians. So definitely, I feel like it's one of those things. And you just try to lead by example, and I think Troy's the same way. He's a soft-spoken guy, and we just lead more by example and then just try to do whatever we can for our community.
Another big stride obviously made this year with Marcus Mariota winning the Heisman Trophy. First Polynesian player to win the Heisman, of Samoan descent, obviously from the islands. And I'm curious your take on this, because it's funny here in Utah, right? There's like the Tongan culture and the Samoan culture, there's a bit of like a friendly rivalry between them. But then when in like the grander picture, the further you branch out, it's not about being Samoan or Tongan. It's about being Polynesian. So you're jumping all in, I'm assuming, on Marcus Mariota, even though he's a Samoan, right?
Oh, definitely. I've definitely claimed him a bunch of times already, and especially that he's went to Oregon where I went to. So it's just like we can't be any closer in blood than that, right?
Sure.
It's just definitely Marcus is it's so amazing just to see him play, especially because he's at Oregon. I've been watching him quite a bit in spring balls and stuff like that. So it's just it's great to see him win the Heisman and just supporting him and just seeing a lot of success from there. It's been a lot of fun just to be a fan of his and especially that he's Polynesian.
The million-dollar question with him, obviously, is how's his game going to translate from that Oregon system to the National Football League? You're an old hat. You're a veteran now in the league. Would you be comfortable with lining that guy up behind center on your team?
It all depends on the offense, offensive style and you know what they run. You know, I think if he ended up with Philly, he would probably be an amazing quarterback and do a lot of good things. And I think out of – we have a new offensive coordinator, so I just don't know what we run. So it's I would love him out on the team just to like so I can, you know, support him and put him under my wing and show him how, you know, NFL life is and just, you know, be there for him. But yeah, I'd love to have him on our team just because he's just a great talent.
Haloti, we know you're an unbelievable football player. We know by history you were an unbelievable rugby player. How good a bowler are you? Because you're going to be bowling up at Jupiter Bowl on Sunday, right?
Yeah, exactly. I am. And I definitely got to go practice a couple times because I haven't bowled in a while. But I used to love bowling when I was in college. You know, that was like the cheap activity you could do in college. And I was way into it and got really good as I used to bowl with my opposite hand and got over 200 with my offhand. So it's just I got to get back into it, though. I haven't bowled for a while.
How close do you still follow rugby? Are you going to go down to like the Sevens in Las Vegas? What's that, in like a month from now, 3 weeks from now?
Yeah, I've been closer in the past. I've just, you know, haven't had time now, having three boys, and just love to. I would love to be able to go out and do things with rugby and watch rugby, and you know, go to New Zealand and watch rugby, or go overseas somewhere else and watch. But I just, you know, just having a family and just little babies, it's just been hard. But I love the sport. Rugby's an amazing sport. I think that it helped me play, become a better football player. So it's just, it's you know, hopefully when the kids are older, I can start watching more rugby.
Can we assume safely that your boys will be allowed to play rugby and football growing up? I know a lot of parents are swinging away from the contact sports for their youth, but I feel like with your bloodline, you have to let them play.
You know what? Yeah, if they want to play, they're playing now. If they don't, then they don't need to. But I would love for them to play rugby and football, but if they don't, it's fine. But, I would love for them to play. I think rugby, especially just because they have so many tools that you can use in so many different sports. So, I would love for them to play those sports, but if they don't want to, it's fine.
Moment or two more here with Haloti Ngata. He'll be in this weekend, all part of the In Football We Trust premiere at Sundance, and he'll be up. We'll give you the information on how you might be able to bowl with him. And he sounds like he's pretty good. If he's bowling 200 with his offhand, you know the guy's pretty good. We'll give you the information on how to get tickets to Jupiter Bowl on Sunday. You grew up here, probably watching Utah football, not too far from Highland High School. What was it like to have Steve Smith, the guy you probably watched growing up, as a teammate this year?
I told him exactly that. I mean, I remember being in high school, watching, coming to football games. I had an uncle, who I'm named after, Haloti, who played for Utah, and I would go to games with him a bunch. And I just remember watching Steve and, you know, a bunch of those guys like Kyle Ty and Sean Apoa, all those guys, just being a young football player, just watching all those guys. And I told Steve, I was like, and Steve was like telling me all the names, and it was kind of funny because it just seems like he's so much older, but I didn't want to say that to him, but he's just it was just fun having him as a teammate. And you know, he understands all the Polynesian culture, and it's just fun to mess around with him.
Who had the most influence on you're now the veteran who has influence on the younger player's career. When you first got into the league out of Oregon, who was the guy that kind of took you under his wing and really molded you?
Well, I guess one guy is Edwin Mulitalo. He was from Arizona, got drafted to Baltimore, but he was O-lineman here, Samoan, and he was, you know, a Polynesian big guy, Mormon, Samoan, so I felt like I had so much in common with him, and so we just hit it right off, and he kind of showed me the ropes and took me under his wing, and I just can't thank him enough. He's just done so much for me and for, you know, teaching me how to do things in the NFL and how to conduct yourself, and so it's just, we still keep in close contact. He actually lives in Samoa now and, you know, trying to start football out there, but he's one of those guys I talk to often.
I don't know if he'll be in Baltimore, but there's a guy that you might be able to mentor, another Highland Ram that's having a good week at the Senior Bowl, who set the NCAA record this year or led the nation in sacks. I don't know if you've met or talked to, but Nate Orchard, formerly Nate Fakaafua, is going to be a nice player on the next level next year.
Definitely. He's amazing. I watched him quite a bit this year, and we trained a couple summers together, and he's an amazing athlete. And just seeing all of his hard work in the offseason, just definitely it pays off on the football field. So, yeah, I'm excited for his process, his whole NFL career, and it's just going to be, I think, an amazing ride for him, and just can't be, you know, more than just proud of what he's doing. And so I'm excited for Nate.
When you come back into town, as you are obviously for this movie premiere, how like torn between people wanting to hang out are you? Because you and I, we graduated from high school the same year, and you're that guy here in the Salt Lake Valley. Everyone has a Haloti story. Everyone knows you from somewhere, or everyone's friends with your friends or your cousins or something. So how often when you're here and you're filling up your gas tank, does somebody come up to you and be like, oh, hey, remember me? We played rugby together. Or I used to come to Subway and see you there. Like, how often does that happen to you when you're back in town?
You know, it used to happen, I guess, less. I guess the longer I've been in the league, it just happens more and more now. But it's just fun, actually. I love it just because, like you said, I hear all these stories from high school. And it's mainly high school, but, like, these guys that I've hit, you know, like, oh, you're giving me concussions, or, you know, we played against you, or, like, stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun just to hear those stories. And I still talk to a lot of my high school friends, and I love to hang out with the guys and just, you know, just play cards or whatever. But it's just, I just, you know, love hearing those stories, and then it's just great just to kind of hear where you came from and where you are now.
All right, before you go, and we'll let you go after this, who wins in Glendale, Arizona in a week and a half?
You know, I just watching Seattle. I think they're, you know, awesome defense, you know, great offense. But I've played the Patriots a bunch of times, and I feel like the Patriots are gonna this year might just pull out a trick play or something different that Seattle's not gonna see and end up winning at the end. So I'm thinking maybe Patriots.
You were the victim of a trick play of sorts, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Your coach lost his mind, but when they looked at it in review, it was actually a legal play.
Yeah, well, what he was arguing is they're not giving us enough time to substitute.
Gotcha.
So they were rushing guys on and running plays fast, like what Oregon does, you know, like they're just in and out real fast. But, you know, when they're subbing guys, they're supposed to give us refs are supposed to stand over the ball and give us enough time to sub guys in, which they weren't, and that's what John Harbaugh was arguing about.
Hey, Haloti, thank you so much for jumping on. It's great catching up with you. I'm looking forward. We're both looking forward to seeing you at the stuff this weekend, and we're like you. We can't wait to see the movie and football we trust, and I can't wait to see how you bowl up at Jupiter Bowl. I can't wait to see that, too.
I hope it's good.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you this weekend.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Haloti Ngata with us here on the Bill and OC Show. What a great guy.